Good evening, everyone. You are listening to 93.3 FM. I hope you all are doing well. In today's special segment called Shoot the Breeze, we are going to talk about an important topic concerning skin discrimination. Yes, you heard it right. Today we are going to talk about skin tones, more than a story, more than a stereotype. Today we have a very beautiful guest in our studio, Ms. Vijayalakshmi Gurav. She is currently serving as the president of a Rotaract Club. She has led many initiatives that created a powerful impact on various community levels. After orchestrating several campaigns, she is now working on her dream project, which revolves around mental health, called as You. To become a part of this initiative, do visit www.rcl.org and do follow their Instagram handle RCL. Welcome, Ms. Gurav. It's a pleasure to have you on the program today.
Hey, Vaishnavi. Thank you so much for inviting me on this show, first of all. And I'm really happy that you chose a topic like this and invited me to talk about it, because I have personally seen colorism, which we call racism. And I would be very happy to talk about this today. So thank you so much for calling me on the show.
Pleasure is all ours, Ms. Gurav. I hope you also enjoy our company today. We have a number of questions lined up, so please be patient with us. And all the listeners out there, thank you for tuning in. So let's get started and dive into our very first question. So Ms. Gurav, there's this word colorism or shadism, which has been extensively used during campaigns such as the Unfair and Lovely, Dark is Beautiful. So what exactly colorism means, and how is this different from racism?
Okay, so to put it in simple words and for people to easily understand, colorism is differentiating people on the basis of their colors, whereas racism is differentiating people on the basis of their physical backgrounds. But the thing is that we generally use the word racism, or we call people racist when they differentiate on the basis of the color. Of course, the lighter the tone, the better it is, and the darker the tone, the bad it is what we choose to believe.
As we all know, colorism has prevailed in our society for many years all around the globe. What is your take on the impact that it creates on individuals' mental health?
You know, we all feel that colorism affects a person's or an individual's mental health. But I think it is not affecting an individual, but it affects the entire society. Because together as a society, we start having a certain belief which we feel is right, which we feel is true. Today, because some individual might have thought that this is bad, or a group of people might have thought that being a dark toned person is bad or is not good or is not right, today the entire society thinks like that. It's not necessary that every individual who has a darker tone has faced some trauma in their life. But of course, at some point of time, they might have faced this discrimination. So of course, it is the responsibility of the entire society to get rid of the stigma completely. You know, just the thought of be proud of it, be proud of your color. There is nothing to be proud of it, right? It's just your color. Are you like proud of your hands? Are you proud of your feet? No, you're not, because it is normal. So that these colors should be treated normal. If a kid is saying, hey, you're dark, it shouldn't be taught to him that it's an offense, or the kid who is dark shouldn't be taught to take it as an offense. You know, it's a reality which is absolutely fine. You don't have to be dark and beautiful, or you don't have to be dark and have a great personality. You can be who you are and how you are. So I think these are the different kind of issues that is that because of these kind of stigmas, because of this kind of mentality that prevails in the society at, you know, on a larger level, I think that there is, you don't consider it as a mental health problem for a particular individual, but I feel it's an issue for the society as a whole. And to talk about its impact, of course, this kind of discrimination every person might have faced, has it become a traumatic experience or is it just an experience that has been passed by? Depends upon who and what surrounding they grow up in.
That is so correct. Like, having a darker tone is not something that people should accept because it is just normal. That takes me to our next question. There is a negative stigma associated with having a darker skin color in a variety of settings, like whether it's a romantic relation, in workplace, criminal justice system, school, colleges. So what are your thoughts on it?
Like I said earlier, that it is not about bringing up the child who has a darker tone a certain way to ask them to be confident about the color or to ask them to take, you know, when someone tries to put them down or someone tries to say something mean to them, to take it lightly or to take it sportingly. They shouldn't be taught that way. You know, it shouldn't be taught that being darker tone is something bad. You need to first of all make things clear why that happens, because there is a it really matters where your geographical location is, and because of that, because of the sunlight, because of the melanin, there are n number of reasons why a person has a darker skin tone or why a person doesn't have a darker skin tone. So these kind of things should be made clear, because those kind of stigma that it's in your hand and you can improve it goes away. Secondly, I feel that the society or the environment that we are brought up in, there's a lot to do with being presentable or looking fresh or looking glowy. I think these kind of things really impact the child, because half of their childhood they spend in looking a certain way. In trying to look glowy, they try to apply a lot of creams. Even the kind of advertisements that have been shown, it's always about looking fairer, more than looking fresh, more than looking active, more than looking having a good radiant skin. It's always about looking fairer. So these kind of mentality or these kind of sale techniques should be completely gotten rid of. So of course, you know, in institutions, it has to be taught to every kid that it's not an insult. It's it shouldn't be made a big deal of. I feel it starts right from not behaving like that exists, and not behaving in that like that exists doesn't mean ignoring it, but means that it is completely out of the society.
Very well said. If skin color is a large enough factor to affect a person's social standing in society, might it not also affect a person's performance, self-esteem, and political efficiency? It is a very good point to ponder on. Talking about pondering, folks, it is our time to take a break. We'll be right back, so stay tuned, as on the other side of the break, we are going to have interesting discussion. So keep listening, 93.3 FM.
Have a Kit Kat.
Welcome back, guys. We are in conversation with Miss Vijay Lakshmi Kurav on the topic of colorism, and you are listening to a special segment called Shoot the Breeze. So, Miss Kurav, as a part of the society, what are the steps that we can take to bring about change?
We need to be the new leaders and change the value in which stereotypes hold. We must understand that people come in all forms with varying shapes, colors, genders, religions, and cultural backgrounds. We have to acknowledge that people are people, and passing judgment and stereotypes does nothing for anyone. Instead of assuming, we must take an initiative and just ask a simple, polite question to learn about people. As a society, we need to learn to respect and understand others despite the differences we may have. This is what we are trying to achieve through our campaign, You.
Well, our time is just about up, but before we conclude for the day, we got to know that you write mesmerizing poems. So before you leave, would you please recite a poem for our listeners?
So this is a short poetry that I had penned down based on my feelings in childhood. And what I learned in the end, or what I'm still learning with respect to colorism. So here it goes. Kala rang hi tha jo dard deta gaya. Bewakoof tha dil jo aankhon ko rulata gaya. Hum the hi itne nadaan samajh nahi paaye. गंद काला रंग नहीं, गंद वो काले रंग को गंध मानने वाली सोच है. कोसते रहे उस मालिक को जिसने हमें फुर्सत से बनाया. अरे उसे क्या पता ये रंग फुर्सत से ना बैठने की वजह बन जाएगा. याद करते रहे उन आँखों को जिन्हें खूबसूरत माना जाता था. गोरे होते तो उनकी खूबसूरती बढ़ती ऐसा कहा जाता था. अरे उन्हें कौन समझाए हमारा रंग हमारी आंखों का काजल था. वो ब्रांडेड काजल के पीछे अपने पैसे बर्बाद करते गए और हम अपनी खूबसूरती को बदनामी मानते चले गए. लेप लगाया, क्रीम लगाया, सोचा काश मालिक ने रंग सुधारने का कोई उपाय बताया. काश उस वक्त सोच लिया होता कि रंग नहीं सोच बदलते हैं, तो आज चेरिश करने वाले चार पल होते. सॉरी मेरे प्यारे रंग, तुम्हें बहुत सताया.
वाव, इट वॉज एन अमेजिंग पोयम मिस गौरव. इट वॉज रियली ब्यूटिफुल. एंड एज यू राइटली सेड, रंग नहीं सोच बदलते हैं. अ मैसेज दैट वी वॉन्टेड टू डिलीवर थ्रू आर प्रोग्राम टूडे, विच यू इन सच अ ग्रेस समड अप इन योर पोयम. थैंक यू सो मच. Concluding today's segment, I know we have only touched on some of the ideas and aspects of this wide topic, but I hope all the listeners out there loved our today's program. Next week, we will be back again with a new topic, again on our same old segment, Shoot the Breeze, at 6:30 in the eve. To repeat, folks, in order to become a part of the amazing initiative, you do visit www.rcl.org and follow them on their Instagram handle RCL. Meantime, thank you, Ms. Vijayalakshmi, for being with us today.
Thank you, Vaishnavi, for this opportunity to be on your show and share with your listeners my visions and ideas about colorism. Thank you once again. Rang nahi, soch batalte hain.
Thank you for giving us such wonderful insight on today's topic. And to all our listeners, stay home and stay safe. I hope soon the situation will change and everything gets back to normal. Till then, take care of yourself and have a wonderful evening ahead.